Greetings, greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, Hyksos Part 2. We're winding it down, sisters and brothers. What a beautiful and a long journey of sharing wonderful, pertinent information to you, my sisters and brothers, to prepare the babies. The babies are the solution. The youth are the solution. No longer talk negativity to your children, to the babies. When you see babies on the street and youth on the street, talk positivity. See into them that they are the solutions to the problem and guide them into such reality. Moving to St. Matthew chapter 24, we are yet leaning on solutions. We're leaning on solutions. The overall problem is a spiritual problem. We do not have the connection to the Most High that we should because we refuse to study Africa. Church, mosque, synagogue, cathedral, socialist, communist, Democrat, Republican. You don't teach the babies and the youth to study Africa. But Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and that wisdom, he wasn't learned in the wisdom of the Hyksos. The Hyksos had no wisdom. The Hyksos European invaders had knowledge, but they used that knowledge for wickedness, death, hell, and destruction. That's not wise. So Moses was learned in the wisdom of his African Egyptian, African Hebrew, African Ethiopian, African Cushite, African Nubian, and Dogon, and Twa ancestors. Teach all youth and all babies. This is not just for black. This is for the human family. The Africans taught the human family, and that knowledge is for the human family today. Genesis to Revelation is Africa. The Christian religion is an exact replica of that which came up out of Egypt and Ethiopia. That is what Moses taught. Genesis to Deuteronomy given to Moses. The prophetic books and history books in the Old Testament based on Moses. The New Testament, all of them in the New Testament quote the Old Testament. So from Genesis to Revelation is that which Moses studied to free and liberate his people. The human family needs liberation. The human family must study Africa. Teach your babies to study Africa. Verse 23, chapter 24. This scripture is given to show us what will be occurring in the last days of this wicked, no good, rotten system. The disciples were asking, you know, what will be going on in the last days? How shall we know? And so Yahshua is giving his disciples and giving us to know how to recognize the last days of a no good rotten system that is on its way out to make way for the new day of the kingdom of God, queendom of God is in heaven here and now on this earth. Verse 23, chapter 24. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise, verse 24, false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Look at the politicians. Look at the governmental, educational, financial, and religious leaders. And look at how they lead us astray. They cause us to believe that they care for the people. They cause us to believe that they care for the youth and the babies. They cause us to believe that they care for the citizens of the earth. They cause us to buy into their bills and their implementations and their system and their economics and their way of rule and way of life. But every time you look up, we suffer loss. We are yet in warfare, in bloodshed, death, hell, and destruction. These are false Christs, false Christ or Messiah. one who falsely lays claim to the name and office of the Messiah. When these who say they want to be your president, Republican or Democrat, when these who say they want to be the leaders in your educational, financial, religious, and governmental institutions, these institutions mean that they are Christ. These leadership positions mean that they are Christ. Christ means that power and anointing that would deliver the oppressed from the oppressor, that is alive and permeates the whole universe, that is accessible to all to be used correctly. But these in power are false Christs who use such power for wickedness, death, hell, destruction, warfare, bloodshed, austerity, destruction of the human family. So they are false Christs. So when you hear one say, go follow this politician, this politician cares for you, that is the modern day equivalent of saying, here is Christ, go follow him. Or there is Christ, go follow her. So Jesus, Yahshua, is causing, see, if you don't study Africa, if you don't study the system, if you don't go into the definitions of the word Christ and Yahshua and Jesus and understand the purpose of Christ as being that power to deliver, then people can claim that they want to deliver you and do not. And you don't know that that was a false Christ, one who claimed the power of Christ to deliver you, but used other words like, I'm a good Democrat, or I'm a good Republican, or I'm a Wall Street banker, or I'm the head of the Federal Reserve System or Federal Reserve Bank, and I am the head of Harvard and Yale, and listen to me, and I will teach you economics, and you can raise yourself up by your bootstraps and become anything you want to be. And all the while, these wicked ones are planning death, hell, destruction. False Christ said, they will show great signs and wonders. They will do things that you will not be able to explain it. It would be such that it would boggle the mind. They would do great signs and great wonders and confound your mind. They would use the earth and use knowledge and wisdom and use it to create miracles that they would perform. Politicians saying and doing things that may boggle the mind. Economic heads, the heads of economic institutions and banks and whatnot, doing things in the earth that boggle the mind, that causes people not to be able to think properly. They will do all manner of things. Look, when bombs fall like they fall, the nuclear weapon, atomic weapon, that's something that astounds the brain. When great feats are accomplished, coming through those that are in power, it boggles the mind. But these are used to fool and deceive. They want to deceive you, sisters and brothers, to cause us to go astray, to lead us astray, to lead us aside from the right way, to go astray, to wander, to roam about. You see, the right way is to create systems of truth, justice, righteousness, freedom, justice, and equality. But these in power use all that they have to confound us and put our brains in wonderment, to mislead us, to cause us to buy into a system of death, hell, and destruction, to destroy our virtue, to destroy our honesty, to sever and make us fall away from the truth, to turn us into heretics, to lead us away into error and sin. And the error and sin is genocide. The error and sin is eugenics and social Darwinism. The error and the sin is to lead us into supporting warfare and bloodshed. You come through Dr. King's birthday holiday and you still stand up for warfare and bloodshed? We've been deceived. They would deceive the very elect. 1588, eklektos, Greek side, picked out, chosen, chosen by God. I am saying that your babies are the elected ones. Your babies are they who have been chosen by the Most High to be raised and nurtured and prepared to rule the universe. But these in power want to deceive us and deceive our babies. We are the elect of God. We are the chosen of God, meaning all of us are elected. All of us are chosen to do the will of the Most High and to construct systems and institutions that promote life and not death. Ah, behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, this is verse 26 of chapter 24, St. Matthew. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. So, the desert, solitary, lonely, desolate, uninhabited, desert, wilderness. Look at how America is in the desert. Look at how America is in Libya, is in Syria, is in the Middle East, is in Africa. Some of those places are deserts. And the Obama administration, following after that which was dictated to the Bush administration, they tell us, hey, we're in Syria for liberation. He's saying he's Christ. And there's nothing wrong with saying that you're Christ if you do the work of Christ. I am saying you are Christ, young people, babies, youth, poor working class people of the earth. You are Christ and you were created as Christ. Christ is the universe. Christ is the earth. Christ is that power structure within the universe coming from the Most High. But these in power, they go into the desert. And they lie and tell us that they are in the desert to bring liberation. They go into the secret chambers. The word secret chamber, storage chamber, storeroom, secret room, chamber, especially an inner chamber. This is Ta Mayan 5009 on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. But the think tanks, the secret places, the FBI, the CIA, thank you, Father and Mother, for giving me the revelation of secret chambers. They tell us that the FBI is for our benefit. The CIA is for our benefit. They do all manner of hell, death, and destruction, warfare, and bloodshed. And then they hide the truth into secrecy. They work in secret. And the president, no matter who the president is, black, white, Republican, or Democrat, they tell us that those that operate in secret are working on our behalf. Jesus is saying, no, these are false Christs. Whether they are in the desert, whether they are in Syria, Libya, Iran, Africa, the Middle East, whether they are in the secret chambers, FBI, CIA, DEA, MIA, all these secret bureaucracies meeting to plot death, hell, and destruction, Jesus is saying, don't believe them. Do not listen to them. Know that they are absolutely lying. Oh, man, I love Jesus. I love Yahshua, and I love this truth. Verse 27 of St. Matthew chapter 24. We're yet working on the solutions. You must teach this to the babies. Teach this reality to the babies. They are the solutions to all of our problems. Verse 27, chapter 24 of the book of St. Matthew. Jesus is preaching. He says, for as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Verse 28, for wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered. Oh, man, this is such heavy scripture. He goes on to talk about that which will be occurring in the heavens and the earth, but that which which is really symbolic of spiritual rulership and earthly rulership. Man, oh man, the sun shall be darkened, the moon shall not give her light, the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heavens shall be shaken. I believe the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Minister Louis Farrakhan, Minister Malcolm X talks about how the power of the Most High will shake up the leadership of the religions and the leadership of the governmental institutions, because we are now coming into the time of the kingdom of God in heaven here and now on this earth, the queendom of Goddess in heaven here and now on this earth. Verse 30 talks about how there shall appear the Son of Man in heaven, and all the tribes of the earth shall mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and glory, and he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet. This is talking about the resurrection of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, being now imbued, endued, endowed with the power of Yahshua, which is freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven. The trumpet is that instrument of resurrection. The angels are that messenger, male and female, that comes to us from the Most High to raise us up from the dead. All of this is talking about a work of resurrection, resurrection from the dead people of the earth. We who have been infected with this disease of eugenics, this disease of genocide, social Darwinism, we who have been infected with the mind to allow ourselves to buy into death for our sister and brother of the human family. So Jesus coming on the clouds has to do with the prophecies that the wicked system will be destroyed, and the new day and the new kingdom and queendom of God and Goddess in heaven here and now on this earth will come into fruition. Let me go back up to verse 27. For as lightning, 7:9-6, lightning, the gleam of a lamp. Lighten and shine. So light, what does light do, sisters and brothers? Light cause growth. Light cause vegetation. As lightning cometh out of the east. The east is that place that Africa is. The Middle East, Africa, that place of the rising of the sun and the stars, which symbolize the rising of knowledge and wisdom. So as lightning shineth, cometh out of the east, even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. So look at the sun and the stars rising out of the east, juxtaposed to how the earth moves, juxtaposition to the sun and the stars. But the sun and the stars appear to come up out of the east into the west. So also shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Sisters and brothers, this is prophecy of the black man and woman. We are that Son of Man. We are that daughter of man. We are that son and daughter of man and woman. Who were they who were from the east? Let's pause and say, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of Sunday, January the 20th, 2013. Hyksos Part 2, we're wrapping it up, sisters and brothers. Look, sisters and brothers, research the definitions for yourself. But the black man and woman are from the east, and we are the people of light. And we, when we shine forth, we grow vegetation. We bring forth light. We shed light. We are bright and resplendent with the knowledge and wisdom and understanding of the universe, so that we may grow Christ within the human family, grow Christ within the oppressed peoples of the earth, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. We expose to view the wickedness of Satan and expose to view the righteousness of the oppressed peoples of the earth. We come to manifest Christ. We come to raise up and infuse so that the mind of the oppressed peoples of the earth may render the proper opinion and judgment of themselves and the proper opinion and judgment of the wicked ruling class and families, those who say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Says verse 28, and remember now, we are from the east and we were taken west on a westerly journey in the holds of ships. You have that in your Masonic ritual of Hiram Abiff. That is you again, black man and woman. Go to the Masons that you know of. Talk about Masonry to all that you know. And talk about Hiram Abiff. And inform the sister and brother Mason and Eastern Star are the women. That ritual of Hiram Abiff is the black man and woman. And in that ritual, the black man and woman, Hiram Abiff, is resurrected because of the power of that one who has the lion's paw and the eagle's claw, the Messiah Christ, the power in the universe to raise up the dead. This is all talking about resurrection of the dead. And not just black man and woman, we are most dead, most in need of resurrection, but the brown man and woman, the red, the yellow, and the poor working class Caucasian so-called white man and woman, we are in need of resurrection. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Sisters and brothers, is not America the eagle on your dollar bill? Is not the symbol on that dollar bill the eagle, the symbol of America's dollar bill? The eagle is there, sisters and brothers. This is telling you and me that America is that place, the Americas, that region that we would be taken to from the east into the west as the Son of Man, as the Messiah people, as the Yahshua people. We are they who were taken from the east, brought to the west, and we are in the Americas and in North America, and the symbol of North America is the eagle, and the eagle is on the dollar bill. This Yahshua is prophesying about America. Now, Rome had the eagle as well in those days. But in these days, America is the new Rome. America is the new place of the eagle that has rendered us dead. The eagle is a vulture. And America, the powers in America, have acted like vultures on the earth, destroying and devouring that which has been made dead by their wicked systems of death, hell, destruction, warfare, and bloodshed. The carcass, 4430, Toma. A fall, a downfall. The black man and woman, we have fallen from our great African past. We have met a downfall, metaphorically a failure, a defeat, a calamity. Look at the failure that we have experienced. Look at the defeats that we have experienced. Look at the calamitous life that we have been given. An error lapse into sin. When we support this wicked system, having learned it through slavery and through the systems of America, we are showing that we are in the state of sinful reality. This system is a sin. This system of death, hell, destruction, warfare, and bloodshed is an absolute sin. And we are the fallen body made dead and slain. We are a corpse, a carcass. We have been made dead because we have been disconnected from Africa. We have been disconnected from that which Moses was learned in. So we say to not just black, but to brown, red, yellow, and poor working class white, let's resurrect, let's rise up. Let me go through this dollar bill right quick. Because the light and the Son of Man and the trumpet sounding and the angels and the coming of Yahshua within our spiritual, mental, moral, and physical construct has to do with the message of resurrection. And this dollar bill has been preached from the perspective of the Illuminati and all of their wickedness. But we are going to go over this dollar bill as quickly as we can and look at it as being prophetic of our resurrection. The resurrection of the black man and woman back into our original selves, and the resurrection of the brown, red, yellow, and white oppressed masses of our sisters and brothers of the human family. Now, if you look at the dollar bill, it says Anuit Coeptos. I believe that is 13 letters. The number 13 is the number of resurrection. This is the year 2013. Be ye not afraid of the number 13. One, the oneness of the universe. Three, birth, the first trimester. 3 + 1 = 4, which represents the spiritual foundation of the universe. All of this is in the resurrection and birth, rebirth, and resurrection. I've heard it said that Anuit Coeptos, announcing the birth of. So we are announcing the birth of the black man and woman, and not just the black man and woman, but the brown, the red, the yellow, and the oppressed white man and woman, the oppressed masses of the peoples of the earth. We are announcing the birth of ourselves. This is the time of birth, rebirth, and resurrection. Also, it is said that Anuit Coeptos has to do with the great amount. I'm not getting that correctly in my head. I heard Ashwakwezi say the great amount. I'm not going to deal with that because I can't quite remember it. But Novus Ordo Seclorum, the New World Order. So Anuit Coeptos announcing the birth of a New World Order. Well, this world order we are living under is not new, but we are going to go back to the original universal world order of truth, justice, and righteousness, freedom, justice, and equality. Look at the pyramid on the back of your dollar bill. Look at the all-seeing eye of Ra, the all-seeing eye of Asuru, the original God, child, son of the Most High. And let's say the all-seeing eye of Aset, his wife, the original goddess, child of the Most High. The all-seeing eye of not just Ra, but Ra'it. Ra is the male, masculine, but Ra'it is the feminine, the female. So the all-seeing eye of the Most High within our construct. And you see it standing, the all-seeing eye, above 13 steps of the pyramid, letting you and me know that all of this knowledge of this civilization was stolen from Africa. And these are 13 steps. And the 13 steps represent resurrection and represent the resurrection of the oppressed masses of the people. And that all-seeing eye of the Most High that is hovering above the 13 steps must be reconnected to the masses of the people so that all of us may have that reality of the all-seeing eye of Mother Holy Spirit, the Most High, operating within our construct. You move over to the eagle and you see the 13 stars, which are the Star of David. And we know that the black man and woman are the original Jew, original Hebrew descendants of those ancient ones, and that this one in rulership is the false fictitious. The state of Israel is false and fictitious, but that Star of David, 13 stars, is resurrection. We are announcing our resurrection, oppressed black, brown, red, yellow, and white. And it is illuminated because it represents the sun, the S-U-N, Ra, and Ra'it within our consciousness. We see on one side 32 feathers, and on the other side 33 feathers. And these feathers of the wingspan represent the 32nd degree York Masonic Order and the 33rd degree, oh man, what's the other one? York and, oh man, I can't remember the other one. But the two factions of the Masonic Order, you have the 33rd degree and you have the 32nd degree. Well, we are saying that we will study the degrees of 360 in the universe, and we will resurrect, and we will come into birth, and the babies and the youth will be trained in this resurrection reality, and will be trained to rule this universe from 360 degrees of knowledge and wisdom and understanding. Talk to some of the Masonic Order that are in your family, the 32nd degree. Is it the 33 degree Shriners? And there's another word for them that I can't remember. But we are they who will come into 360 degrees. Then you look at that shield. I believe the shield is 13 bars. And then you look at the tail feathers. And I believe those are 9 tail feathers. And the 9 tail feathers represent the 9 justices on the Supreme Court. Now, I'm saying to the babies and the youth, you will be the justices of the universe. Black youth, brown youth, red, yellow, and white youth as well. Babies, the oppressed masses of the earth. You babies, you youth, no matter your color or ethnicity, you will be the judges and the magistrates and the rulers in this universe. I believe the olive branch has 13 leaves, and the arrows in the other side of the tentacles or claws of the eagle are 13 arrows. Well, we make spiritual warfare on the wicked ruling class and families. I am not advocating taking a gun and a knife and shooting and killing anyone, but this is spiritual warfare. Teach the youth that they are in a spiritual battle with those wicked ones in power, and we are the true people of spiritual warfare for peace. We are rising up and resurrecting for peace, for righteousness, for justice. Teach the babies about real spiritual warfare, not this truncated spiritual warfare that you get in church, cathedral, mosque, and synagogue. But teach them what we are teaching, real spiritual warfare. Now, when you turn the dollar bill over to the front, you see the head of George Washington. That head is constructed like the Sphinx, but the Sphinx is African. The Sphinx is the black man and woman. And so we are saying to the human family, we are saying to the oppressed masses of the people, go back to Africa. Moses was learned in the wisdom of Africa. Acts chapter 7, verse 22, Moses was learned in the wisdom of the Egyptians, and he did great deeds. All the work that Moses did was based on the knowledge of Egypt, Kemet, Ethiopia, Nubian, Sudan, Dogon, Twa, Africa. Black, brown, red, yellow, and white youth. You must go back to the Sphinx. You must go back to Africa spiritually, mentally, and morally, and study all of that knowledge. And then you will see how to raise the human family up into the mind of resurrection. Look over to your right of the front of the dollar bill, to George Washington's left. And you see the keys to the kingdom. Thank you, Ashwa Kwesi. Thank you, Minister Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam. Thank you, Rastafari sisters and brothers. Thank you, all of my wonderful elders who have gone on before us and have taught us this wonderful wisdom. John Henry Clark, Chancellor Williams, Drusilla Houston Dungy, Ida B. Wells, all Marcus Garvey, Minister Malcolm X, all of those great ones, and those that are yet with us like Dr. Ben. Dr. Ben Yakinen. But you see the justice scales at the top. Babies, youth, you will rule this universe with justice. The woman is seen as that manifestation and symbol of justice. The woman will be loved and respected. The sacred feminine will be loved and respected. Ah, you see the square, which is two rulers coming together to form an L. And I believe there are 13 stars in that square. And sometimes you hear of the square and the compass. The square represents the woman. The square represents truth, justice, and righteousness, the sacred feminine. The compass represents spirituality and the male and the sacred masculine. And so the square and the compass together, the woman as wisdom, the womb, the man as knowledge, that which emits the germ of life into the womb to produce understanding, knowledge, and wisdom together. You see the key. And so, also that scale. The heart was weighed with the feather. And if the heart was clean and pure because of morality, because of truth, justice, and righteousness, because of knowledge and wisdom and understanding, if that heart was as light as the feather, then you were deemed righteous. You were deemed just. So babies, youth, young people, know that this is your future. This is prophecy concerning how the kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess and heaven will be given to you. And it is our job as adults to prepare your spirit, mind, soul, heart, construct, consciousness to be in the position that you will be a just and a righteous ruler. This is our duty to teach you, sisters and brothers, young people. Listen to those of us who have this knowledge. Go back to Africa. Go back to Egypt. Go back to Kemet. When you read the Bible, when you read the Quran, when you read any of these religious books, know that this is African knowledge. And when you approach it like it is the reality, African, you will see that which you have never seen before. As I have grown into African consciousness and I go back over the scriptures, I am amazed. One example, and we're out. The invisible God, Christ, the image of the invisible God. The word invisible means that which is hidden and unseen. And Amen and Amenet, the hidden and unseen father and mother, the power behind the universe. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.